today. Big day at City Council, as it's September, so the aldermen are getting back to business. Today, the Finance Committee got to... this is so interesting to me. There was a test vote to see if the water sewer tax, which we were talking about yesterday with Mike Fouché, would have enough votes to get through. The committee did a test vote. It did pass pretty overwhelmingly, 26-6, but there was a robust argument at the hearing about whether or not this was the right course of action for funding pension funds for the municipal employees of the city of Chicago. It's essentially 29.5% over 4 years. We talked about it last night, and there was a lot of questions about what happens after that 4 years. And that's something that the six aldermen that voted against it had problems with, including Leslie Harrison of the 5th, Patrick Daly Thompson, Willie Cochran, Ricardo Munoz, Scott Wagesback, and my guest tonight, 45th Ward Alderman John Arena. Alderman Arena, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Justin. Thanks for having me on.
So let's talk about this. Today, I mean, obviously getting back to business here in September, this was something that really has been pushed by the mayor's office to really plug a hole for pensions and municipal employees. Why did you vote against it?
So I'll start with saying that it's high time that we've focused on our pension obligations and worked on finding ways to meet those obligations in a responsible way. The reason why I voted against it was when we first heard of this idea over a month ago, we asked some probing questions about how they came up with their calculations of what was the needed revenue in order to bring these pension funds up to, you know, get them on track to be 90% funded by, you know, in 40 mm-hmm, years. Mm-hmm. And by choosing the mayor's choice of a very regressive water tax, which hits, you know, the lowest income folks and the fixed income seniors the hardest, to make sure that if we use that tool, will that tool generate enough revenue to achieve the ends that he's seeking? And only yesterday, a day before we were supposed to vote on this, did we get actuarial reports that were done by a third party. Only yesterday did we get more information on how they estimated the revenue that would be generated from the water tax. So my problem, an ongoing problem with this administration, is saying, trust us, we know what we're doing.
Right.
And that, lo and behold, that has not worked out for us. When I came into office, I ran on a platform of saying, we've got to have a city council that asks questions and demands answers before we offer them a yes vote. And this is kind of continuation of that. And we did get, the good news is we're getting more information, but the timeliness of that information is critical. So without my ability within 12 hours to review and digest this information, ask questions and get follow-up, I won't give them my yes vote until I have more questions answered.
Alderman Arena, you talked to the Sun-Times today, and they talked about, you know, actually rethinking or having a different approach to this. If you're going to go and you're going to put this kind of burden on the taxpayers to fund a pension fund, you know, why not do it where, you know, we get it all out of the way right at the top, as opposed to spreading it out over 4 years and then have to go back to the taxpayers again?
Exactly. One of the things that's kind of a critical point that we're challenged with right now. One of the things that came in this package of actuarial data was that in 2023, when this kind of ramp, they call it, increase in you know, $50 million, you know, increases in contributions to this fund, we're going to come to 2023. And then we get to a point where we go from $570 million contributions per year to $870 million. And they don't have an answer of where that revenue comes from. So this, to the very point you just made, is we are not generating the revenue we need to meet that ramp schedule. And we're going to be coming back in 2023 to say we need new revenue, or we have to hope for some windfall. And we know that's not coming. So my argument during the committee meeting was, why are we doing this in 5 years? If we're going to ask taxpayers to contribute this money And we know that these funds are bleeding 10 to 15% of the amount of the principal that they own, that they have invested every year. The sooner we get money into those funds, the sooner we stop bleeding principal, or, you know, your basic amount of money that you want to be earning interest on. Why not accelerate this? Why not do it in 2 years or 3 years? And it's a calculation of how, you know, what's the burden we're putting on the consumer.
Is that the calculation?
In the immediacy.
Is that the calculation, or is there some political ramifications of the idea of putting that burden on taxpayers when you just put burden on taxpayers with income tax or property tax? But the idea being that it's just not politically, politically, it just doesn't look good for the mayor to put more tax on everybody up front.
Well, I think there's a political component to it. And I look at it this way. If I vote now yes for this tax, I voted for the tax. When it's implemented, you know, and how quickly it happens is less of the calculation in the voter's mind of do they like the fact that I voted for the tax or not. And I'm somebody in a political position that says, look, I ran and said to my constituents, we need to address these obligations. It's going to be hard. We're going to have to be honest with each other about what it costs to run our government. On one hand, making sure our government's as efficient and as lean as it can be, but two, making sure that it's providing the services we expect, and that costs money. Mm-hmm. And these pension obligations are part of that cost. We've been denying that calculation for years. And I'm being honest with my constituents and saying, look, this is what we need to do in order to do it. How do we do it in ways that doesn't continue to hit the same pocketbooks? You know, my disappointment in this administration is they've never met a regressive tax or fee that they wouldn't want to implement. And they're not looking at how do we go to the corporations? How do we go to the wealthy who are, you know, reaping the benefits of the economy right now, as opposed to continuing to go to the lower end of the income spectrum? So without being in a position to dictate that myself, I have to work with what the administration puts in front of me and make sure that that is, you know, as fair and balanced approach as we can get based on the policy he's putting forward.
Alderman John Arena is the alderman in the 45th Ward, which represents the northwest side of Chicago. I mean, I hear you because, you know, looking at this, I mean, I can make so many kick the can down the road jokes here, and we've already done it the first hour of this program. But the concept that not only with the 4-year plan and then magically, you know, we'll just find money when we need to find money. But if you look even further down the loan, the idea of this being a 40-year plan, those payments towards the end of the 40 years are just astronomical. The concept here is very similar to the way that we've governed as human beings, as Americans, at every level of government for years. How do you change it so we don't continue to make the same mistakes over and over and over?
Well, you know, we are building in some accountability into the system when, for example, when in 2012, when the water rates were increased to pay for the infrastructure improvements that we need in the water system. You know, we've got 100 miles of new pipe that have been put in the last 4 years. That we've paid for that from money that from the increase in the water fees. That was the specific rate that we're paying for 1,000 gallons of water. It's gone from 250 to about 350 per 1,000 gallons. So that money's being invested in the system itself. That's a good use of taxpayer money. What we put into that is over the course of time, that 350 is going to increment with the cost of living adjustments that the federal government puts out.
Okay.
So you would see that ratchet up very, you know, pennies per 1,000 gallons, you know, every couple of years, which means that consumers will be able to budget for this instead of these ramp ups, you know, in a very short, you know, 1 year where we have one rate and the next year we have a higher rate. We're seeing a little bit of increment over time. That's how you make sure that we're building in the cost of living, the cost of doing business as a city into what the consumer, what the constituents are paying, what the taxpayer is seeing in their bill. So that's one way to do it. You know, we are dealing with the sins of the past, and we have to deal with them in the very near term. But we have to build in structures that say, here's how we're going to deal with this going into the future. So, you know, with the on another tangential subject, which is income, you know, the minimum wage increase that's incrementing through 2019. After 2019, that's going to increment with the cost of living as well.
Okay.
So again, we don't hit these walls and have these battles about trying to bring the income levels for folks at that you know, the 20% of our workers in Chicago have to fight just to stay with the cost of living. So those are that's one way that we can do this, and I applaud the administration for building those things into it. But you know, we've got to be right now. We have to be critical about addressing these massive pension obligations that we have. And every year we put this off, and this is why this 5-year ramp is concerning to me. Every year we don't get that down to zero that we're selling principal is costing us billions of dollars down the road.
Yeah.
And that's what we've been costing ourselves by saying we can put it off, we can wait.
It just seems to be more and more of mortgaging the future. You see it with you know, short-term borrowing at the Chicago Public Schools. You see it in this case where 5 years and we'll just have to see what happens. Well, those those payments are going to balloon. I mean, it almost feels like the same kind of practices that happened, you know, in the 2000s, where, you know, we thought that there'd never be any sort of repercussion to that. So for you, Alderman, you know, being in the position you're in, where you're starting to get this information, you know that this is just one of the obligations. There are others, police, fire, all the other pension obligations that you need to deal with. What can be done holistically to take this on, to not just go from one utility to the other and attempt to try and nickel and dime water taxes and this, that, and the other? What can holistically be done to fix the crisis that the city is seeing?
Well, there's more progressive revenue streams that we could look at. One of the ones that we've been exploring is a city income tax. And I spoke to this, I think in the Sun-Times article, they mentioned this. You know, this is something that other cities have done. New York has an income tax like this, a very small 1% income tax with a $50,000 exemption. For the first $50,000 of anybody's income would be exempt from this tax. With a 1% tax would generate $380 million a year. And that is a tax that's as progressive as we can make it in based on the state constitution. We cannot do a progressive income tax like we see in the federal level, and which almost all but 10 states have in this country. So we could do an exemption at the low end of the scale. That would protect the fixed income seniors. That would protect the pensioners. That would protect the low income workers from paying it. But it would start asking the folks that are succeeding in this economy, that have the highest incomes, to help deal with our pension obligations. And going beyond that, our manpower issues. The mayor has been talking about, you know, just recently talking about increasing our manpower.
Yeah, right.
And where do we come up with that money? Now, you know, we need sustainable revenue sources to deal with those ongoing obligations. And an income tax like that is one way we can do it. And we can do it in a way that would protect the lowest income workers who are most vulnerable to tax increases, because that's a per dollar right. that they earn, that's a dollar that's going out that they're not spending on bread and milk and food for their kids. We need to really be sensitive to how much we're burdening that strata of the income of our city, of our workers, with the policies that this administration has seen most favorable.
Alderman John Arena is the alderman of the 45th Ward up in the northwest side. He voted against in the test vote today the water sewer tax that is being proposed by Mayor Emanuel. The full city council vote will be next week. Alderman Arena, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me on, Justin.